Okay, so we're continuing on Ayin Daled Aleph. The sugya about Kiddush Hashem, right? The big three. So we saw last time the vote, I guess, which said that in any mitzvah you have to, you don't give your life for it, except for the big three. The Avodah Zarah, Gilui, Shefichas Dam. And last time we saw the Avodah Zarah itself was actually Machlokas. Between Rav Shmuel and Rav Elazar. And we hold the Rav Elazar, but Rav Shmuel actually held you do bow down to the idol instead of giving your life. Okay? So we took that up last time. As long as it's not in public. If it's in public in front of them, then you have to give up your life.
That's for any mitzvah too, right?
Yes, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that also. For now, it's, I haven't talked about any mitzvah yet, but yes, it's true. Okay. So what we're going to do now is going to get into Ritzicha. The fact that if a guy says, I'm going to kill you unless you kill him, so you have to let him kill you, right? You can't kill somebody else, right? Okay, so Mara's going to know. Well, how do we know? Okay.
The first word in the line.
So it's Nemar. It's like 10 lines to the bottom, 15 lines to the bottom. Reshvichas damim, right? And the fact that you have to give your life to prevent, to not murder, Kid the Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ki kasher yakum ish al re'ehu ritzelcho nefesh, kein adavar hazeh. So the pasuk says, it's talking about a girl who's raped, so you don't punish her, right? Because just like a person rises up on his friend and kills him, so do this. In other words, it's anonymous. You didn't do anything, right? It's the same as somebody who's who's murdered, right? Not her fault. Just like it's not the victim, murder victim's fault. It's not the rape victim's fault. But there's a comparison between murder and rape. To shpichas damim and arayos. V'chimala manu me'rotzeach. What are you learning from rotzeach from here? Arzeh bala lamed v'nimtza lamed. It's coming to teach me something about from murder to rape. And it turns out it teaches you, even slow, it teaches you backwards. You learn out. Makish, so it compares the murder to Naramarasa. Naramarasa, Nitel, Tzil, Benafshos. This we did. Just like Naramarasa, you're allowed to kill the rapist, right? Even if it, right, like kill the rapist in order to save the victim, that was learned from Ein Moshiach law. Afrotzeach nitin l'tzil nafshah. So too by rotzeach, that was the source for rodef. And backward, umakish namarasa l'rotzeach. And we also learn the other way. We learn out. We compare namarasa to rotzeach. Ma rotzeach yarav gal yafar. Just like by rotzeach, you get killed rather than violate murder. So too, you get killed rather than sleep with an amarasa. Okay, so that's funny. So that's a learning out. How do you know arayos? That you have to give your life for arayos. Okay, and how do we know rotzeach itself? Right? And it's just taking it as like a given. By rotzeach, you don't kill in order to save your life. And just like that's the case, by killing, you also don't do arayos to save your life.
I think it's true.
Yeah. How do you get started with the fact of Arzeach that works that way?
Yeah.
So it says, Svarahu. Svaru. Okay, it's a Svarah. Yahu, it's a Sa. Dahuda also came to Rava. Because there was someone who came in front of Rava. And he said, Amar li mari doroi. So Mari Doroi, the Adon of my Gaisha, master of my city, said, the governor, the whatever, Zil Katle Lapanya, go kill Plomi. Below, and if you don't, I'm going to kill you. Right? So that's what Rava said back. Let him kill you, velo sikto. And you don't kill. Why? Mi emer to Dabra Didach. So Moktvei, who said that your blood is a redder? Dilma Dama Dehu Gavra Moktvei. Maybe his blood is redder. Right? So what gives you a right to kill him in order to save your life? Maybe you should let yourself die in order to save his life. Right? Who's to say? So therefore, you don't have a right to kill.
Right? Can I ask on that?
Yeah, we're going to read Rashi. Okay, so Rashi says like this. He says, Ma rotzeach yarug v'al yavar. The Imam lo have a rotzeach v'harug es ha-nefesh. So if you say, he says to you, be a murderer and kill somebody. Im love her, any hargach. And if not, I'm going to kill you. Yarug v'al yavar. You should be killed. Okay. Svarahu. It's funny, actually. I didn't pay to point this out. But the Gemara asks, how do you know about Rotzeach? And it answered, Svarah. And then it says, ah, Dehahu, for example, like the following story. The guy came to Rava and asked him, told him the whole story. And he, Rava says, no, no, let him kill you because you said your blood is better than his blood. Right? So it sounds like it's saying, it's a Svarah. What's the Svarah? I'll tell you the story about Rava. Rava enunciated the Svarah. Right? That's what it sounds like. Well, look at what Rashi says. Svarahu. Rashi's pretty talkative here. And there's two Rashis. There's one Rashi on Svarahu, and then there's another Rashi on the my blood rather than your blood. And they're not exactly identical. So that's kind of me the challenge here. Okay, Svarahu. Shelo tidcha nefesh chavera. It's a Svara that you shouldn't push aside your friend's nefesh. In other words, kill him. Dika tarti. Because there are two things. Ibud neshama. First of all, if you kill your friend, he's going to lose his life. Ve avera. Right? And if you kill him, you're violating the avera of killing. Right? Two things are going to happen if you kill him. First of all, he's going to die. And secondly, you're going to violate the avera. Hold on. Mimne, you don't do that. Mimne nafsho, in order to save your life, the leka elachada, ibud nefesh, velo yavar. As opposed to, if you just let the guy kill you, you're going to die, but you're not going to be violating any avera. So it's like you got two sides of the coin. On the one hand, you could let him kill you, which is bad, because you're going to be dead. Right? But on the other side of the coin, you can kill him, and then he's going to be dead, which is bad. But you're also going to be doing an avera, right? So the saying is, you don't say that. That's how you decide. You basically say you got a balance. On the one hand, you got two lives, but on the side of his life is you not doing an avera. Doing the avera. Yeah.
Could you?
Dechi amar rachmana la'avar al ha-mitzvos mishem v'chaybam. So when the Torah tells you to violate mitzvos because v'chaybam, right? The guy says, eat this pig, otherwise I'm going to kill you. So Torah says, violate v'chaybam mishem diyakra be'enav neshama shel Yisrael. Why does it tell you to do that? Because the Torah is very concerned, it's precious, a Jewish life is very precious in the eyes of the Torah. Right? But my murder, even the sov-sov, you gave a neshama. Ultimately, someone's going to die. You or him. Again, the Torah cares about life. Since the Torah cares so much about life, I'm going to kill him. Right? Either way you slice it, someone's going to die. You or him. Lama ye mutter laver. So why should it be mutter for you to violate it? Right? Why should it be mutter for you to violate killing? Do you know that your life is more beloved to your Creator more than your friends? Hilkach, since you can't decide my life is more than his, Davar Hamakom lo nitin litras. Davar Hamakom, the word of Hashem, of the Creator, is not given to push aside. Very wordy Rashi. It's saying a lot of different things here, right? Again, what's he saying? So he's saying it's a svara that you don't push off. Because first of all, he says the two verses one. If you kill him, he's dying, and you're violating an avera. If you get killed, then it's just your life, no avera. That's one thing. Right? And then he goes like a new take that when the Torah allows you to violate the mitzvahs because to a chayvaham, what is Torah light mitzvah? The Torah cares about the life of a Jew. But here, there's a life of a Jew on either side. They're two different lives. Now, if you knew your life was better than his somehow, then maybe in Hanami. Well, you don't know that. There's no way to know that. So ultimately, you're left with the fact that you can't do it violate the mitzvah. The problem is, it's like, it's almost, it seems to me there's two different arguments here, which Rashi's advancing and almost making it sound like they're one. There's a little comma in there or no comma in there. Yeah, there's two arguments. One argument is it's two versus one. That's one argument. Right? Two versus one means my life. I'm sorry. If I kill him, it's his life and me doing an Avera. If the guy kills me, it's just my life. Two versus one. So
two wrong things.
Two wrong things. Yeah, two bads versus one bad. If I get killed, there's one bad. I get killed.
Three versus two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I figured the guy is also getting
killed. Yeah, maybe it'd be different. Maybe if he was a Jew, then there's an Avera either way. The Jew's guy divorcing you, then he's killing you. He's also doing an Avera.
Right.
Maybe then it'll be different. Right. Perhaps. But here, Rashi points out as a guy. So we're not the guy's Avera doesn't come into our
Right.
So that's what he says at first. It's two versus one. Which I hear that. That seems to stand on its own. The thing is, you have to decide. So if it's an Avera versus a life or whatever, but here you got two lives. I don't know how to decide, but now I got the Avera. That'll be my tiebreaker. But then he goes on a whole other path. His other path is, why am I ever allowed to violate Averas to save my life? Because lives, your Jewish lives, are precious to the Torah. Okay, fine. So he says, but in this case, either way, the Jewish life is going to die. So precious, doesn't matter. So whichever way you go, there's going to be a life lost.
Awesome.
So the whole logic that the lives of Jews are precious doesn't really weigh in here.
Right.
So now, bottom line is, what are you left with? Don't do the Avera. Right? But it's not identical to the two versus one. I mean, it's similar, but it's like a little bit of a different logic. Okay, so that's my question. I'm trying to read through the Gemara with Rashi's. Okay? And again, I think it's a general, just methodologically. I think it's a good idea to read a Gemara, ask questions, read a Gemara with Rashi's, ask questions, and we could solve all the questions before we even read the Rashi's. But, you know, there is some people just want to learn Gemara now. But I think Rebbe tells Reb Chaim said, like, our job is to understand Gemara through the eyes of the Rishon. You know, just to learn Gemara on our own. Good luck with trying to do that. You know, it's like Rishonim teach us, they guide us along the path of how to learn Gemara. I'm not saying there's never, sometimes Rishonim don't, and then you're on your own. But I don't know, to me, like, I just like, I'm happy if I understand the Gemara through the eyes of Rashi, or I read that through the eyes of Rashi, Shatosis, Rama, whatever, you know. Again, so what we have to do is we have to understand this. Like, these two things seemingly are a little bit different. And, like, I don't know, you could try to say why one does, but I mean, so say whichever one's better and do that. Like, I don't know, they're like, we have to think them through a little bit because they seem similar, but a little bit different. You know, but, like, hooked. They're somehow connected, but I don't know, it's like two different takes. And he, like, somehow segues from one into the other. Right? Dichli Amar, right? So he says, read again. Right, the svara they're not going to put aside. The gatarti is two. Ibn neshama ve'avera, right? Which has svara that you don't push aside your friend's life, which has two factors, namely his life and the avera. May nafsho from your life, the like alachada was only one. Ibn neshama, right? Lulo yavar and you won't violate. So it seemed like that was right there. Could have stopped right there. And now he says, when the chliyam rechon lavar al mitzvahs mishum v'chayvahem. The fact Torah tells you violate mitzvahs of chayvah and mission diakron of ben ashur shoral. It's because Torah is concerned about the life of a Jew. The alchak abirat seik even the so vegan rishon. But here, bottom line, someone's going to die. Lama yeh muter lavar. Why should it be muter violate? Mi yodei ashur ashur chaviv al yotzer yotzer min ashur. Do I know that my life is better than his? Hilchak tvar makom leidelichos. So therefore, you're just stuck with the dchiyah. I guess the difference between the two is like according to the first way, it's like two versus one. Right? It's like two versus one. According to the second way, it's like it's just one. It's like the lives are a wash. Right? The lives are basically, they don't factor in at all. Because there's life on both sides. Yeah, they cancel each other out. And now you just say, well, you know, they violate, you know, they're there. Right? So it kind of becomes, but it's like two versus one makes it like they're both, they're all in play and you're doing two versus one. But then he transitions and makes it almost like it's a wash, and then it just won. We have no right to violate the Vera. What gives you a right to do Ritzicha? Now, let's go a little further in Rashi's, right? So now, this is the Gemara basically said Svara, right? And the Gemara asks, how do you know by Rotzayach? It's a Svara. And this is Rashi telling you the Svara, this two-pronged Rashi, right? And then the Gemara continued, though. It says it's Svara. Because the following guy who came in front of Rava and asked him about the story, should I kill him in order to save my own life? And Rava said, no, because who says your life is better than the other guy? Right? Okay, so Rashi. Murderoi Adon Iri v'Nachri. So the master of my city, and he's an Achri. He's a guy, Maichaz Damedech Samoth Tvei. Okay, now there's another take, Rashi. Rashi is explaining the my red blood rather than your blood. Mi yodeya shehe dam ach chaviv and not al yotzach yosef dam chavercha? Do you know that your blood is beloved and pleasant to your creator more than the blood of your friend? Right? Okay. Hilkach, therefore, ein kan lomar v'chayvam lo shemesban. So therefore, you don't have the v'chayvam lo shemesban. Then you should live by the mitzvahs. Shalohi der kasev, because the Torah only matir violating of eros, and mishum chavivas nashim shalei shalei kash baruch. Because of the love of the nefesh of the Jews. Hashem. Bekan sheyesh yibin Hashem chaveiro. But here, since you have the loss of your friend, lo nitin dvar mach litzchos, shesibel tzichah, you have no right to push aside the Hashem's word, which he commanded on Ritzicha. Is it a third, or is it the same as the second? First step. So the first step, I like Chizkiya saying, first step. I think we have to do a little work on the answer, but let's take the first step. The first step is, okay, so he's saying it's like this. You have the case in front. You have two paths. Path A is to kill him, kill the Jew, sorry, kill the Jew. Path B is to get killed, to let the guy kill you. Okay? Now we have to make a halachic analysis. On halachic analysis, we have to weigh all the factors.
Yeah.
Right? So we have to put them all down on paper and we'll make a decision. Okay. So it's two versus one. Right? As you want to say, in killing the Jew, he's going to die. And I'm going to kill him. I'm going to do a ritzicha. On the other side, if I die, no avera. Two versus one. And that's like Rashi saying is the way to make halachic analysis. You'll just say, oh, well, me and him dying are the same, and therefore they're not things. They're still things. I mean, they're on the list. I mean, they're there. They're halachic factors. Now, it's true. Right. In a certain sense, I could ignore them because they're washed. But, like, they're part of the halachic analysis. If you want to consider the factors, these are all the factors. And it's two versus one. You can't just say, well, life is life, who cares? Well, I mean, there's a reality that is the part of the list of factors. You have to make an analysis and put everything down on paper.
It's like an equation. Simplify it. You still have to simplify it. Even if it ends up being simplified, you have to know where you're
going. Yeah, right.
The variables and all that.
Yeah, right, exactly. You put it all down, right? So, fine. But, so then if that's the case, then just say. So then I think Sochiski is saying a good point, is that you might, so why do you need to go any further? So the answer is, or Sochiski is suggesting, because I know what you'll say. Avera? What Avera? Killing? This isn't killing, this is B'chon Nefesh. B'chaibah. That's not the Avera of Ritzicha. Avera Ritzicha, they walk up the guy and I shoot him. But this isn't the Avera of Ritzicha. This is me saving my own life. Right? So why are you calling this the Avera of Ritzicha? Arguably it's not the Avera of Ritzicha, it's just me saving my life. Yeah, man, it's a mitzvah. Exactly. And if that's the case, then basically I just have one and one. And I say, look, my life comes before my friend's life. Right? So the whole thing only works if you say there's an Avera. So that's what Rashi has to address. It's not pshat that it's not Ritzicha. It's just the Torah allows you to violate all the Averis of the Torah because your Jewish life is precious. So but allows you to eat pig. It's not like you're not eating pig, you're eating pig. So it says, that the preciousness of Jewish life tells you to violate that vera. But here, you can't say the preciousness of Jewish life tells you violate it, because you have the preciousness of Jewish life on both sides. So the preciousness of Jewish life doesn't apply here. All the chai bahem, preciousness of Jewish life factor, is inapplicable here. It doesn't, the whole idea of a chai bahem is saying is, go with life. But there's life on both sides. So basically, so you can't just say there, this isn't Ritzicha because of the fact that you're involved in saving life, because you're saving life no matter what. So therefore, you're back to the fact that Ritzicha isn't washed away. And now you end up having the two versus one. So again, we're not quite done yet. So again, so this is the first step. So Chizkiya's argument is that the reason why Rashi has to bring in the second point is because the first point is not has a potential weakness. Right? The whole two versus one is assuming that it's Ritzicha. But if you're going to tell me that it's not Ritzicha because it's in the context of saving life, he says, but it's not true because there's life on both sides. So V'chai Bohem simply doesn't apply. Like V'chai Bohem makes it that it's like, I'm not really doing Ritzicha. But you can't say v'chai b'hem here because v'chai b'hem means the Torah cares about life, but there's life on both sides. There's no v'chai b'hem. So therefore you're left with the two versus one. The Ritzicha is still on the table, and therefore you say two versus one. So now the question that you have Sam's asking, hold on a second. So once you have to pull in that whole v'chai b'hem thing, right? Once you have to pull that in and say the v'chai b'hem doesn't apply, then forget the whole first thing. And just say straight up, you have an Isser Ritzicha, there's no V'chai B'hem, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. Why do you even need to mention the whole two versus one? And so much so, you see in the second Rashi, he doesn't even mention the whole first. Right? So it's like, why is it that you need the first thing altogether? Seems like you don't. And if you're going to give me a really good answer of why you need the first one, so why in the second Rashi does he only mention the second one? Right? So don't make your answer too good. Right? Yeah. So if you can really give a good answer why you need the first one, so then you should have mentioned the first one in the second Rashi. In the second Rashi, he just somehow drops the first one and just tells you about the second one. So that lends support to the fact that it would seem the second one stands on its own 2 feet. So then just say that and just drop the whole thing. Right? Well, that's a good question. Another way to ask the question is like Rashi explained to you Svara. Gemara says, why can't you kill because of Svara? And Rashi explained himself. Maybe you could say he jumped the gun, but he explained himself. And then the Gemara says, for instance, on the Svara, for instance, here's the story of Rava, the guy who came to Rava, and he says, my cousin's here, so why is your life? Right? So does Rashi really have to say anything again? He already explained it. He already talked about the life thing and your life and your friend's life in the previous Rashi. So why are there even two Rashis?
Yeah.
If you want to say, look, Rashi already explained it, therefore he doesn't need to explain it again, then fine. So drop off the last the second Rashi altogether. But like you see, he is writing another Rashi. So now he's just cut saying the second point, not the first point. Like, why? What's the deal with these two Rashis altogether?
Can you summarize the second Rashi?
Yeah, the second Rashi says, is again, the Gemara, second part of the Gemara says that Rava said to the guy, who said your blood is red in the other?
Right.
It says, who knows, Rashi says, who knows that your blood is more pleasant or whatever to God than the blood of your friend. Therefore, you can't say v'chai b'am, right? You can't say v'chai b'am v'lashenos b'am, because Torah only allowed you to violate avera, because Torah loves, Hashem loves the life of Jews. But here, since there's a life no matter what, so the word of Hashem isn't pushed aside, namely the word of Hashem who commanded you about Ritzicha. Yeah, right. So there's two questions, a few questions. One question is why the two Rashi's also. First of all, Rashi could have just left the whole thing for the end. Gemara says Svara,
right,
and it explains the Svara based on the Maichazis, your blood and his blood. Rashi just explained it in the end. But you see, Rashi jumped the gun, right? When it said Svara, he jumped in there and he explained this whole two-pronged answer. Then came along at the end of the Gemara, he's piped up again. And now he only chooses to say the second one. First of all, don't speak again. He's not really even saying anything new.
Yeah.
Seems like he's repeating the whole second thing. You don't even talk. And if you want to talk, then say the whole story. Right? But I would have thought, don't say it at all. Have only one Rashi, and that's it. I thought you said that the in a certain sense, and a little bit I said before, that in a certain sense, the first way of thinking about it is the way it is you underlay all the factors on there. You can't just say, well, let's wash away all the lives. All lives don't matter, forget about them, it's just doesn't matter. There are lives, and Dora cares about lives. You can't just factor them out, ignore them, pretend they're not existent. They're part of the first one. Whenever you make a lot of decision, you got to get all the factors on there. And the factors are two verses. And you can't just wash it away. The only reason it's washing, the whole wash away thing is because if you, like Chizkiah's point, if you want to try to argue there's no Avera, well, that's because of a Chayvan. Chayvan doesn't apply. So that's just showing you that a Chayvan doesn't apply and thereby undermine the Ritzicha. But given that Ritzicha does apply, now if you want to do a halachic analysis again, bottom line is it's two versus one. You have Ritzicha and a life versus a life. You can't just make what lives disappear. Lives are important. And you can't just pretend like they don't exist. These are the facts on the ground. And in general, you always have a fact. You don't wash away the facts that seem to be equal. You put it all on the table and you see what happens.
Right.
Okay, the only problem is... What's the problem?
You're saying, well, why we can't stop at one?
What's the problem with learning this way? What I'm saying is ultimately the first answer is to ask.
Right.
Is right the right way to think about it. But you have Chizkiah's question, which is maybe there is no Ritzicha. So you need the second answer to show you that there is Ritzicha because V'chayvan doesn't apply. So why can't we stop here? Well, why do we have to say anything further? Seems like I've explained it. The first answer is the right one, and the second one is just coming to protect the first one.
Right.
So what's the problem?
Because...
The problem is the second Rashi.
Yeah.
The second Rashi only mentions the second factor and doesn't mention the first one at all. Right?
But
so
even then, I would...
The reason why you have to say the first one is because that's the proper halachic analysis. The proper halachic analysis is two versus one. That's the process, and it's two versus one. It's just saying is that two, that it's not two versus one because it's one versus one because there's no Avera, because it's V'chayvan. So you need to show me that it is a V'chayvan. But that's all you're doing is showing me that there's still a B'chaibam, so the Avera still applies. So you have the Avera and a life versus a life. So ultimately, the Avera is going to be the tiebreaker. But like it is a tiebreaker. It's not like lives are not a thing. So the first one is showing you it's two versus one. And that is the right way. The only thing is, why when it comes around the second time, does Rashi only mention the second one, right? Now, there's a plain answer why he only answers the second one, but it's going to beg the question.
Yeah.
Why does Rashi only say the second one? Well, Rashi is just a plain answer. Rashi is explaining the Gemara. So the Gemara is the story, and in the story, they came to Rav, and he says, what should I do? Right? That's the story. I'm going to bring that a story, right? It says, Svarahi, like the following instance. A guy came to Rav and said, the governor is saying, kill Ploni. Otherwise, I'm going to kill you. So Rafa said, let yourself die and don't kill him. Because who said your blood is redder than the other blood? Maybe his blood is redder. Right? That's what the Gemara says. And Rashi's Gemara Mastel is on who said your blood is redder. And Rashi's explaining. Who says your blood is redder than your friend? Therefore, you don't have a Chayvan. Right? Because the Torah only allows you to violate Averos because of life. And here you got life on both sides, and therefore you have the answer. So, as Rashi is explaining, who says your blood is redder than the others? And the role of that, the role that that is in the second part. Right? The first, the two versus one isn't about my blood redder or whatever, that's just the two versus one argument. Right? The reason why, the place where the blood redder thing comes in is in terms of the V'chaibah. Why don't you just say V'chaibam and say there's no Avera altogether? Oh, because there's no V'chaibam, because why is your... If your blood were redder, you could say V'chaibam. My blood is more important than it is, and therefore V'chaibam. But it's not. So Rashi's explaining the Gemara. That's why he's saying the second one. But it begs the question, why is the Gemara only saying the second one? And why is the Gemara saying that if the real Svara, according to Rashi, is the two versus one, and why in the story of the Gemara, when they ask Rava, does Rava just say, because who said your blood is redder than the other? if Rashi's holding that the real analysis has to involve this 2-to-1 logic, so then why is this Rava only mentioning, you know, the half the picture? Right? So my point is, I'm just pushing it off. I'm saying the reason why Rashi's saying the second one is because he's explaining the Gemara, and the Gemara only says a second. But that begs the question: so why does the Gemara only say a second? If Rashi really believes that the proper explanation is the first one, right? So let me put together what you guys are saying. Okay, let's get it. So, saying is like this: is that the real halachic analysis? If you ask Rashi, it's a 2-verses-1, and that's what the Gemara says. Svara, the Gemara wants something. In Gemara, in the base Medrash, the Gemara says, "What? How do we know? We're learning out Namarasa from Rotsaya. Well, how do you know about Rotsaya? Svara, boom. Rashi explains to you in the base Medrash. What's the Svara? 2-verses-1, and if you're going to say V'chayva, whatever, that's the whole analysis." That's Rashi on the analysis. In other words, says, like the following story. Story time. Okay? Story time. A guy who knows who the guy is comes before Rava and asks him, this is what happened. The guy's going to kill me. What do I do? Could I save my life? Could I kill him to save my life? Right? Rava, this isn't a base medrash. This is a guy asking a shayla to Rava. And presumably, the guy's premise, I love myself. I love my life. The Torah loves my life. Do I get to save my life? And Rava's saying to him, well, why is your life any more precious than his life? Right? Rava's not giving him the, bringing him into the base medrash and opening up the Gemara and showing him Rashi, the 2-verses-1. He's addressing the guy who's coming with his own life on the line, scared for his life, saying, could I save my life? And Rava's saying, your life? What about his life? Who said your life is better than his life? Yeah. So that's not the halachic based medrash analysis. That's the plain pshat to the Baal Bas telling him an intuitive answer why you simply can't kill.
Yeah.
You know you're not allowed to kill. Now why are you killing? Because your life? Who said your life is better than his? So that's like, it's in a certain sense the simplified version of the thing, which talks to the guy who's worried about his own life. And that's what he's addressing. So that's what Rashi does. Rashi explains the logic of that, right? But that's because Rashi, that's the Dibur Maskil on the story.
Yeah.
But then when Rashi is giving the Svara, he's talking in Gemara talk, and he's giving you the whole thing. And in that logic, the V'chayvan plays a different role than it does. And that's why he's not just repeating the same thing. It's like my life, your life played one role in the first Rashi, namely addressing Chizkiya's question. Is why don't you say it's not a Ratzicha altogether? And that's how it functioned in terms of that. And it was all part of the whole intricate two-part, answer. But then, when it comes to the story, it's like a different answer. That's how you answer the Baal Bas. That's why there are two Rashis, because there's like two different discussions.
Yeah, it's almost like,
I also wonder if in that, what you're saying, is like, he's talking to the guy. And that's why, there's like something funny. Who says your blood is redder than his? It's like something like, I don't know, dramatic about it or something, yeah. Right? It's not quite halachic. Like, your blood is redder. He's like talking metaphorically,
right?
Almost, right? But maybe that's like talking to the person.
Yeah.
He's like a plain guy. He's talking to him, my blood and redder. But like in the first, and that's what he's saying. But in the first Rashi, he doesn't say about the blood. He just says, who says your life is more valuable to God than the other, because the Chayvahem is based upon your life being valuable to God. The Torah values you as Jewish life. Right. And that's, he doesn't mention the blood. But then in the story, the Gemara is saying the blood, and he says, who said your blood is more beloved? And he explains it. But like maybe also in the story, that's why he's using this like metaphorical language. That's part of the way you're talking to Baal Bas. And we talk about it, but that's not like halachic thinking. It's like it's talking in a loose, figurative type of a way, but maybe that's language which you're talking to. He thought, he says that would get through to the guy.
Yeah.
And that's why he's talking in that way.
Yeah.
That's not the halachic. So I think this is really nice. It was amazing how careful, if you buy this, how careful Rashi is in like taking the Gemara apart, the two stages of the Gemara, the Svara, and then the story, and to write, like this is one of these Rashis, I think. If you just read it, you say, oh, whatever. Saying two things, you may not even notice the two different things. And then he says the second one. It's like a kind of thing I feel like, you do Bikias for sure. It's like loss over the whole thing, But it's like there's a value to like analyzing Rashi the fine tooth gum and to pick up on what he's doing and the fact that he's changing. And then there's a second Rashi. And there's And it's like, you know, I don't know, you just might think of it as just being like inexactitude on Ashi's part, or he's just being lazy about how he's talking or whatever. But it fits nice, and it's like you get a sense of like of these two different frameworks, the halachic analysis and the talking to the Baal HaBas, even within the halachic analysis of the fact that in the halachic analysis you can't wash away any of the factors, and then about the Din Rechai Bahem, that would, like, there's a lot of things going on, which you totally would miss if you didn't very carefully and slowly analyze it. Like, if you didn't, for instance, if you didn't ask any questions, you know, this is my kind of point I like to mention. It's like, we like it around here to ask questions about methodology. Like, if you didn't ask any questions, you just read the Rashi and explained it, you just probably explain it without noticing anything's wrong. Because it kind of reads, and it kind of makes sense. Oh, yeah, Rashi's saying this, he's saying that, you know? It's only because you asked the questions, which is, one second, these are two different things, Rashi's. Why is he saying two different things? They're sort of the same, but they're not quite the same. And then the second Rashi, wait, he's repeating the second one, not the first one. It's like, if you didn't stop to raise those questions, you wouldn't notice, and you wouldn't say this. You just could read this Gemara and explaining it, so to speak. You know, I'm sure in the Daf Yomi Shiur, they're not saying, they probably just say it all over, or the same thing, it's the same explanation, it kind of sounds the same. But it's like, it really takes, you know, care to analyze, to attack, to question, to spell out the problems. Would you go, I think when I learned this the first time, I don't think I thought I would really have an answer to these questions. It's like kind of questions you just feel like, I don't know.
It's like stylistic thing.
Yeah, stylistic. But it's like you have to take questions seriously and put them down. Spell them out. Solid. Make them as solid as could be. And look, maybe you'll be able to answer them, maybe you won't be able to answer them. But if you don't ask them, then you're never going to answer them, and then you're never going to understand the full picture of the Gemara. And you would kind of get the main idea of the sugya, even if you didn't do this.
Yeah.
But you'd just be missing out on the whole, all the subtleties of what's going on. Yeah. So the next thing we're going to have to do is how this carries over. It's interesting. There's you learn out from here to the Naam Rasa, right?
Yeah.
But you don't quite have the same Maichazis type of logic by Naam Rasa. So... Right. You have to, like,
there's no more
take the Hekesh. You don't have the same type of... It's a different sort of, maybe. That's what we have to take, you know, that next phase.
Like, she's